The Seattle Mariners are purchasing a controlling interest in Root Sports Northwest. It's the cable network that broadcasts their games. Up until now, the Mariners have been required to share their TV revenue with other Major League Baseball teams. By controlling their TV rights, the Mariners will be able to keep much of that revenue for themselves. So how will this impact their success on the field? How's it worked out for other teams? We'll get some answers from Dave Zirin. Dave's the sports editor at The Nation, the author of Game Over, How Politics Has Turned the Sports World Upside Down, and he blogs at edgeofsports.com. Dave, in a nutshell, what could this mean for the Mariners' finances and their success?
It means an insane amount of money. It means a slush fund of revenue that will allow them to compete financially in terms of payroll with the Los Angeles / Anaheim Angels and the Texas Rangers, who are really the two payroll behemoths in the American League West. Now, having a lot of money does not always mean that you are necessarily successful. Look who's leading that division right now, the Oakland Athletics. But it certainly does mean that if the Mariners develop good talent, they'll be able to keep that talent.
So we might expect some success on the field, but because there's more money thrown at it, but not necessarily.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, baseball is a bizarre sport. They have a very ridiculous system of revenue sharing. Compare it to something like football, where all of the money is pooled and then divided up, and that allows a team from Green Bay to compete with a team from New York. Baseball is very different. It's all about who's the big dog on the block in terms of payroll, who is able to actually pay their players, and are you just going to be a feeder system, like, say, the Kansas City Royals or the Pittsburgh Pirates, for teams that actually compete every year, or are you going to be a team that's going to be able to compete? And the way you do that, it's three ways. There are three revenue streams that actually matter. One is, do you get public funding for a stadium? One is, do you have personalized seat licenses and luxury box for very high-end fans? And one is, do you have a sweetheart cable deal? The Mariners are clearly getting in on one of those pieces.
Now, as I understand it, up until now, up until they bought their own cable network, the Mariners did need to share revenue with other Major League Baseball teams. What's the sentiment amongst the baseball league from other owners who all of a sudden aren't going to be getting the Mariners' money?
They're jealous. Because that's the thing about having your own cable deal. Like the way, look at the Yankees. They own what's called the YES Network in New York. And what they do is they pay a small nominal rights fee to themselves. They're basically paying themselves. And that's the money that's on their ledger that then goes to how much revenue they pull in a given season. Because if you go above a certain amount of revenue, you do have to do some minimal revenue sharing with lower small market teams. But when you have your own cable network, you can report the nominal revenue as a minimum, but then actually collect in reality 2, 3, 4, even 5 times what that actually is. And that money is, in fact, protected from revenue sharing. I mean, in any other business, you might call that a slush fund and call in the federal authorities. In baseball, it's completely legal.
Dave Zirin is with me. He blogs at edgeofsports.com. I want to talk a little bit about basketball. The New York Times is reporting that the Sacramento group fighting to keep the NBA Kings from the grasp of the Seattle investors may have an ace in the hole. The Sacramento group includes Vivek Ranadive. He's rich and connected, and he wants to promote the NBA heavily in his native India. You think the NBA owners who are going to decide between Sacramento and Seattle may want to be on the good side of a man who could help bring their sport to a country with a population 4 times that of the United States?
That's always been on the mind of the NBA in terms of internationalizing the sport. It'll be a huge factor. It was certainly a factor when David Stern broke tradition and allowed Mikhail Prokhorov, the Russian plutocrat, to buy the Brooklyn Nets. They want owners with deep pockets, and they want owners with international ties. Now, how you square that with a small market like Sacramento in an economically troubled state like California, and the Sacramento plan demands hundreds of millions of dollars in public taxpayer money in a state that really cannot afford it. They really will have to weigh that against Chris Hansen's plan, which is very economically feasible and puts the NBA back in one of the highest-end markets in the country, and that, of course, being the Emerald City, Seattle.
Hey, Dave, great as always. Thanks so much for your time.
My privilege. Thank you.
Dave Zirin, sports editor at The Nation.